Well, I think it'll take some getting over, but we've got to get over it. I think that, I'm more about the look of Tottenham rather than about the criticism from my team. I think that Tottenham have had a huge slice of good fortune today, particularly with the first goal and the penalty. So I think that, not that the penalty shouldn't be given, perhaps because Alex has got a touch on him, it's a bit clumsy, he's taken full advantage of that by going down, making the referee make a decision in his favour. But the save, the save was brilliant. He was so lucky that it fell back to him. And Danny Rose's goal is just to miss it. And because it goes in at that stage and we're 2-0 up, you know it's going to lift the crowd and lift them. But it looked like we were going to see it out. But we had enough chances at the other end and play well enough today to have won this game. We haven't, so we're bitterly disappointed.
Just one change from the 11 that started the Hawthorns, and we were unrecognisable today. What was the cause of such a big change? I mean, how did you bring it about?
Because if you listen to me and write properly about what I say, and say my players didn't have the energy to play at West Brom because of the circumstances, they have to play in three games in less than 6 days because they have to fight with 9 men for 30 minutes or 9.5 men for 30 minutes at Southampton. But nobody seems to listen. Everybody seems to try and say that's an excuse when I don't make excuses. I talk from the professional level. I know my players. Nobody else knows them better than me. So I knew that they would go and prove everybody right today about how we know we can play. We had one bad game in 26, 27, 28 this year, and the players get criticised for it. It's a little bit sad, but that's life we have to cope with.
Sam, after such a good performance and perhaps deserving 3 points, what have you said to your players?
Make sure you get 3 points next week, and the only way you'll do that is to play as well as you play today and not get too down about it, because when we think how many points we've thrown away since the start of the new year, it's just always something that we've been working on and trying to sort out. One was getting in front. Two, can we get in front by more? And then three, can we be good enough to see it out when we're in positions? And like I said today, I can't be too critical about not seeing out, apart from perhaps that Alex should have kept his hands off him. I don't think he'd have scored. I don't think he'd have scored if Alex had left him alone. I think Aaron Cresswell would have got across and blocked the shot. So that's the only criticism I can throw on anybody today. But, having drawn with Man United and then having drawn with Tottenham today, having drawn with Swansea after being 1-0 up, having drawn with West Brom having to be 1-0 up, it's where you had all those 1-0 wins or those 2-1 wins together. We sit in the top six, not in the top eight, and it's a big disappointment to where we should be, actually, to where we are now, but that's a fact of life.
You were desperate to get James Collin on. Could you feel the game at 2-1 slipping away from you?
No. What you can undoubtedly sense is that Tottenham have got one goal and are now going to leave 4 players up the field. And 4 players are not going to run back. And you've been in it long enough to know that I shouldn't be telling you this, or you, or you, or you, or you, that if they leave 4 up, do you leave just 4 back? No, you don't.
Absolutely.
You try and put the lock on the back of the door. We were doing that brilliantly, like I said, but obviously, in the end, the penalty got them a very fortunate equaliser today.
I must ask you about Jan Vertonghen's clash with Martin Noble. We saw a red card for a similar incident yesterday. What did you make of it?
Why?
The push. Matic pushed on Mashi Barnes yesterday. Vertonghen pushed Martin Noble on the floor. Nothing was done.
Well, what can I say? Inconsistency, to say the least. I mean, I think that from our point of view, when we look at our own season, what we say is this: we've had one penalty this season. Had we had 5 and 6 penalties like everybody else, we too would have now be maybe still in the top 5 or the top 6. But, that's the way it is sometimes. When you've played 26, 27 games and only had one penalty, something's going wrong from a decision point of view made by the referee. But at the end of the day, we haven't been giving them that. That could be a telling factor in your season, how many penalties you get and how many penalties you score. In actual fact, we'd have probably had another 3 points had we scored the penalty against Tottenham, which was the first game of the season, and the only penalty we've had the entire season. I hope you're listening, Mike.
Sam, you haven't taken the points today, but can you take heart from the performance going
well,
forward?
We've been performing like that most of the season. I mean, it's not an overperformance from our point of view. It's a general standard that we have hit most of this season today. So if it continues like that, then hopefully we'll turn draws into wins as quickly as we can.